Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he goeth before them, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." In Revelation, John heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." And this voice was as the sound of many waters. Ah, the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He breaketh those mighty and tall trees that thinketh themselves to be something among the nations. He breaketh them as nothing, casteth them forth. And they skip along the earth, as a small, smooth rock would skip in a pond of water. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. His voice divides the flames of his wrath that are reserved for the ungodly that will be baptized in a lake of fire, from the flames of his purification that are for his children, to refine them as gold, yea, fine gold. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. He maketh the wilderness into a fruitful field. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel, and therefore in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. And the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Because Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Psalm 29.